Hello, podcast world. My name is Griffin Smith, and I will be your host for this episode of learning about new technology in my grad class at Fitchburg State. The first piece of technology I want to talk about was Adobe Spark. It is a kind of a souped-up slideshow, or Google Slide if you want to call it. My favorite thing is that you can implement pictures that you find online, you can implement video, you can do voiceover work, which I love. And it's seamless, it's easy. I even just made one right now that I'm going to be showing my students at the beginning of the year about my life. I'm going to have the students create an All About You Adobe Spark, where they need to tell me about their summer, tell me about who they are, their favorite hobbies, their favorite social media, anything that they really are interested in. So I give it a thumbs up, and I'm definitely going to use it. Hello, welcome to segment two of learning about new technology in my grad class at Fitchburg State. My name is Griffin Smith, and I am your host. The second piece of technology I really enjoyed was the Pear Deck. I use Google Slides a lot in my class, and I try to engage my students in every way possible. But, you know, no matter what, when you are delivering instructions, sometimes it can drag on a little bit. Pear Deck allows you to give formative assessments and engage students along the way. They offer easy templates that you can implement right into your Google Slides. There's space for reflection, there's exit tickets, and most importantly, again, it's easy. It's an easy buy-in for a lot of teachers who are stuck in their ways, who don't want to do more work. So again, I give it a thumbs up for Pear Deck. Good morning, podcast world. I'm Griffin Smith. I'm your host, and this is the second edition or episode of Things I Learned at Fitchburg State Media Class. So, a few things I wanted to talk about. I only have a couple minutes here, and there's so much we went over. It's a little overwhelming. The Tor Creator. I love it. I think it's great. My plan is to have my students take a tour of ancient Rome. I'm going to be putting up ancient sites, and I'm going to throw in questions along the way that they're going to have to answer and research information about, such as the Colosseum, how many people did it hold, how they built it, who built it, what emperor was in reign when they were building it, what they use it for. I plan on traveling to the Forum. It was the marketplace. It was the center of life. It was everything. The third place would be something like, what were the aqueducts used for? And I show pictures of the aqueducts. Second, I also noticed that Twitter, I always knew about it, I was on it, but I wasn't on it for the educational world. The professional, development that's associated with it is mind-blowing. You know, you can learn so much, there's so much to gain from it, and, I've already, you know, probably gotten 5 to 10 things that I can use in my classroom to make me a better teacher. So, I'm impressed. Tor Creator, Twitter, all things that I will be definitely using in the future. Thumbs up. Good morning, podcast world. I'm Griffin Smith. I'm your host again for the third episode of Things I Learned at Fitchburg State University in my media class. I'm going to switch it up a little bit today. In the previous episodes, I talked about what I learned. Today, I'm going to talk about how I'm going to implement a podcast into my classroom. First thing, this is obviously that students understand what a podcast is, and we've gone through how it works, and they know how it's set up. What they're going to be doing is they are going to be talking about how and what would happen if farming had never existed? Now, I thought this was a great question because they can kind of riff off it a little bit. If there were no grocery stores, what would happen to civilizations? Now, they already understand about civilizations because I taught them about it. So they know that domestication of animals around 10,000 BC led to more food, which created higher populations, which established a culture and communities, which grew from there, so on and so forth. The question is, what would the world look like now if there was no, if farming had never been invented? Would we be considered hunter-gatherers? Would civilization crumble? Would it be a better life? Would it be a worse life? And that is the things that they're going to be talking about. I'm going to maybe show them a few podcasts that I found. One of them was Stuff You Should Know podcast. And it talks about Cleopatra and what we didn't know about Cleopatra. And they tell the story. It's pretty interesting. It's somewhat short. Another one was called The History Chicks. They focus on women in history and how they're not recognized the way they should be, which they are obviously not. So those are a few things I'm going to talk about. I'm going to give them prompts. What would they do? What would their families do if there was no farming? And I expect them to kind of take notes beforehand, and they can even take one side or the other. So I think it's a good idea. It's a good way to have them write a paper about it, and then they can riff off of it on the podcast, and it gives them another outlet to talk, work on their public speaking. So that's it. And that's the plan for podcasting in Mr. Smith's 7th grade social studies classroom. Thumbs up.